Why? I said, why? Why not? I've got kids on the way. We've got kids on the way. Why? Can you not let other people go? I said, no, sorry, but we have made a decision to let both of you. They're like, they both left. Jamie went home and told his wife. Alex did the same. The wife's both told them, you find a new job, don't worry, keep applying. So they got home and started applying for jobs. Weeks gone past, months gone past, years gone past. Jamie stayed home and said, why? Why are there no jobs around? No more jobs in this country for us. There's nothing out there for us. Alex said, we can't give up, we need to keep searching. See, they both had to get up 6 every morning, get ready, go to interviews, just to get told no. See, Jamie was frustrated. Jamie didn't want no more of it. Jamie had other friends, all they would do is sit at home and ring and talk about how the country is going down and how there's no jobs around. See, on the other side, Alex would get up and keep going. A year have gone past. 2 years have gone past, doing no jobs for both. See, Jamie had give up at this point. See, Jamie has accepted defeat. Jamie said, there's no job out there, I can't keep trying. There's no job out there. I cannot keep trying, keep getting up. Alex said, one day we'll get a job, can't give up. See, Alex went in at another marketing company. They said, we are full, we don't want no more people. He said, but I've got qualification, I've got everything you need. I've worked years in this company for other companies. I can bring a lot of things to the table, but they said, no, we don't need any more people. Is it hard for you to understand? Alex said, yes. I will not accept the fact that you don't need no more person. See, what Alex did was incredible after this. He would come in still every day, dressed in suit and tie, like it's the first time ever going there, and he'd sit down and speak to the manager every day. And there's a point the manager said to him, do you know what? There is a cleaning job. You have to clean the toilets. Jamie said, anything, I'll do it. But we're not going to pay you. He said, it does not matter. I just want to leave the house. I want to leave the kids. I can't sit at home all day with the wife and kids. I want to stay out. I want to be busy. The manager said, okay, if that's the case, just understand we're not paying you. He said, okay, that's fine by me. Just get me out of the house. Get me active. The manager said, okay. Picked a start date. Jamie was there an hour before the time. Alex, I mean, was there for an hour before the time. Dressed nice, clean every day and left, and it was the last to leave without getting paid. A year have gone past again. On and on and on and on, still there cleaning for no fees, no payment. And there came a day, The assistant manager for the marketing died. And there was Alex, all with his qualification and everything, smarter than anyone there. He was early, he was the last to leave. So the manager was dead. So the owner called him. He said, who are you? He said, I'm Alex. He said, who's employed you? We've not got you in the record as you're working there. He said, yes, I've been working there for years, cleaning. He said, how much do you get paid? He said to the owner, I don't get paid. I work for your company for free. The owner said, you don't get paid? He said, no. How long have you been working? I said, more than 5 years now. He said, wow. He said, so what qualification have you got? He said, I've got the highest degree of qualification in Mackay. Alex came the next day, brought in his qualifications. The owner said, how would you like to become the manager? He said, you know what? He couldn't. Alex couldn't answer the question. All he did was fall on his knees and cry. He cried and cried and cried. He said, see, my whole life, I've waited for this moment. Even when it's time I could have given up. Even when it's time where everything was not going right. Even when it's time that I knew that this might not work out for me. But now I'm here. The owner said, yeah, you are right. Because now you've got the time to become the manager of this company. Earning six figures. See, Alex was so pleased about it. He ran home that day, hugged his wife and said, I love you. His wife tired because that's all he wanted to do. See, on the other side, there's Jamie still there at his house sitting down. See, Jamie has gone lazy. He would do was eat his wife. He would beat his wife because he was so frustrated, he was so angry. There's no job that day for him. Jamie has stayed at home. Jamie didn't bother going out anymore. He's given up on life. See, so what Jamie would do is, Jamie would get so angry with everyone around him. So this message I'm trying to say is, even when it feels like there's nothing in sight, even when you can't see it, you gotta believe it. You don't need to see it to believe it most of the time. You just have to believe there's something there for you. See, I know traveling from where you are to a million miles away with no plans, with nothing, might seem like a stupid thing to do because you can't see it. There's nothing there for you. But that faith, that step of faith, taking that step, that leap of faith, can be big rewarding. Thank you.